dans le cœur.
In the mind. Okay. I think we will get there.
Je pense que nous allons y arriver.
So, ask me 1 hour from now. If I'm not there, then write it down. If I don't get there, make sure you ask me. But I'm going there.
Je vais là-bas. Je vais répondre à cette question. Au cas où je ne réponds pas après 1 heure, il faut me rejoindre.
Because we have not started discussing the inner man.
Nous n'avons pas encore commencé la discussion sur l'homme intérieur.
That is to get in to talk about, you know, the things that make up the soul.
Pour parler de ce qui constitue l'âme.
Amen. Amen. So we are still going there.
All right.
Let's start with Psalm 48.
Commençons avec Psalm 84.
Because we have identified the heart and the inner man, which is the soul.
Identifié le cœur et l'homme intérieur.
Because in Genesis chapter 1, 26, it says, let us make man in our own image,
in our own likeness. Verse 28 dit, faisons l'homme à notre image et à notre similitude.
God is a spirit.
Notre ressemblance.
God is a spirit.
Dieu est un esprit.
So there is a spirit in man.
Alors, il y a un esprit au-dedans de l'homme.
Which is according to the nature of God.
Et cet esprit, c'est selon la nature de Dieu.
All right. So we also know the natural part of man, the flesh, the body.
Et nous savons aussi le côté physique de l'homme, ça veut dire le corps.
So God, in his inward part, looks like God.
Alors, l'homme, à l'intérieur de l'homme, il se ressemble à Dieu.
And functions like God.
Et il fonctionne comme Dieu.
Now, I want to talk about the functions of the inward man.
Et je veux discuter pour le fonctionnement de l'homme intérieur.
Because if you understand that, you will see how the altars came about and how they operate.
Si on comprend
and
ça,
how you can break it down.
On va aussi comprendre comment les altars étaient formés.
Amen. So I always like to go to the foundation.
Moi, j'aime adresser à la fondation. Je veux m'adresser à la fondation.
Because when you dig it from the foundation, it's gone.
Alors quand tu creuses dans la fondation, tout est clair.
So it's not like a rule and regulation where you say, I will not do this. I will not do this. It's
alors,
beyond that.
Ce n'est pas des règles qui disent, je peux faire ça. Je veux faire ça, je ne veux pas faire ça.
Because Christianity is not, your relationship with God is not, I will do, I will not do.
It is a relationship. It's a life. Ce n'est pas question de dire, je veux faire, je ne veux pas faire. C'est plutôt une relation personnelle avec Dieu.
So, Psalm 48.
48
talks about the city of God.
Psalm 48 parle de la cité de Dieu.
Psalm 48 talks about the city of God. It says Zion is the city of God.
La Bible dit que Sion, c'est la cité de Dieu.
Verse 1 and 2.
It's
the whole chapter, but just read verse 1 and 2. It says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king.
Verse 1 and 2.
Que l'Éternel est grand et il est l'objet de toute louange dans la vie de notre Dieu sur sa montagne sainte, belle est la colline, joie de toute la terre, la montagne de Sion, les côtés les tribunaux, c'est la ville du grand roi. Amen.
There are so many songs that have come out from Psalm 48.
Psalm 48, on a beaucoup de chansons qui a été fait à partir de Psalm 48.
So you can read it later on. We don't have time, you know, to
vous
go
pouvez
through.
Lire tous les versets après. Maintenant, on n'a pas beaucoup de temps.
But he's saying that the city of God is Zion.
Ce qui est dit est que la cité de Dieu, c'est Sion.
So Jesus says, in my Father's house, which is Zion, there are many dwelling places.
Alors Jésus dit que chez mon Père, la cité de Dieu, il y a plusieurs endroits d'habitation.
Those dwelling places are speaking about your heart and my heart.
Ces endroits d'habitation vont parler de votre cœur et de mon cœur.
The city of God are not houses, mansions in the sky.
Quand on parle de cité de Dieu ici, nous ne sommes pas en train de parler de maison construite, maison physique.
It is the heart of man. All those who submit to Christ, when you bring it together, that is the city of God.
Alors la cité de Dieu, c'est un rassemblement de cœur qui adore Dieu.
But when we come to Matthew 4, or when Matthew 4, Luke 4, you see it all there.
Quand on regarde Matthieu chapitre 4 et Luc chapitre 4,
the Bible says that the devil took Jesus and began to show him something.
La Bible dit que le diable a pris Jésus et puis il a commencé à lui montrer des choses.
What was he showing him?
Qu'est-ce qu'il lui montrait?
The vision.
What?
The city of the world.
What are the city of the world? What are the cities they were showing? Kampala.
Yeah.
And Nairobi.
Yes, pictures.
Pictures of Kampala and Nairobi. And Abuja. And Johannesburg.
He was
showing you your heart.
He
was showing you your heart. He was showing you your heart. Say, you belong to me. Jesus, they belong to me. That's what he was telling Jesus. It's you.
Alors,
he was showing him.
Montrait,
showing him me.
C'est le cœur.
Amen.
Showing human beings.
Yes. The devil was showing Jesus your heart in the spirit.
Alors, il est Amen. Montrer à Jésus ton cœur dans l'esprit.
Is it possible from Jerusalem to see Nairobi?
No.
From Jerusalem, you see Kampala.
Yeah, it's possible to see my heart.
But from anywhere you are, you can see your heart. Because in the spirit, there's no geography in the spirit.
Il n'y a pas de géographie dans l'esprit, alors on peut pas le faire.
When you do something here, you begin to see KCC TV. Here. The TV is in your heart also.
Sur l'écran,
Amen.
Voir des chaînes, etc.
What I'm understanding is that you are saying that the devil was saying, you see the heart of man is mine.
Exactly.
And I'll give you them to you. Which means he's saying the heart of man was
praise
evil.
God. Clap for yourself. Like, praise
but
God.
When you see that, but in what we have been taught over the years is the beautiful castle building and kingdoms and, you know, the things that deceive man.
Alors, avant, que nous avons eu dans le passé, et que quand on parle de ces choses-là, on parle de maisons et de cités physiques.
C'est ce qu'on croyait.
Ah, what is worthy to us?
Yes. So the devil claims you. So this belongs to me. This belongs to me.
Alors,
Amen.
Le diable qui est en train de dire que
hallelujah.
Celui-là m'appartient, celui-là m'appartient.
You know why?
Jesus is the king, you see? So he said, you are a king, I'll give you this kingdom, which is the heart of men, which is evil for their mind.
Okay. All right, so that now...
Let me translate that. I'm following that.
So she's preaching the message now. Amen.
Alors,
ce n'est pas bon, c'est bon.
Elle dit que oui, c'est vraiment compréhensible. Parce que ce qu'il était en train de dire, voilà ce que ça m'appartient, voilà ce que ça m'appartient. C'est ce que le diable était en train de dire à Jésus.
Amen. Now, that was an indirect scripture. Now, let's read the direct scripture.
Alors,
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Ok, ça c'est indirect. Mais maintenant, on va regarder 2 Corinthiens chapitre 4.
4.
2 Corinthiens.
2 Corinthiens 4, yeah.
Alors, 2 Corinthiens, chapitre 4.
2 Corinthiens, chapitre
4.
Verse 4.
Et verset 4.
Read it, let's say.
2 Corinthiens, chapitre 4, verset 4. 4.
Yes. Yeah. Read it, yes. I hope I got it, yes.
Pour les incrédules, dont les dieux de ce siècle a aveuglé l'intelligence en fait qu'il ne
Does it talk about the God of this world?
Yes.
Visez la splendeur de l'évangile de la gloire de Christ qui est l'image de Dieu.
Amen.
Amen.
English.
It says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Oh yeah, remove this word and put Kampala inside. Read it. In whom the God of
In whom the God of this world
No
okay, sorry in whom the God of Kampala has blinded the minds
of those who live in Kampala.
Okay, of those who live in Kampala. List the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
It makes sense.
The devil blinds
you. So see, this, when you take this and you bring it into the question you ask about politics, it's very easy.
Alors, you si on met ça, à côté de la question que la sœur a posée concernant la politique, on peut facilement comprendre.
So you see, who controls the politics?
On voit à qui contrôle.
There is a God.
Contrôle la politique.
Someone owns the heart of man.
Alors, il y a quelqu'un à qui le cœur d'homme appartient.
So, there is a prince of Uganda that is serving the God of Uganda.
Alors, il y a un prince d'Uganda qui est en train de servir le
So, there are princes that rule over different regions of the world, territories.
Alors, il y a des princes qui règnent sur des territoires différents du monde.
So, when you are born, they say, hey, this is our own.
Alors, quand quelqu'un est né, il vient pour dire que voilà, celui so
they begin to lay claim.
Alors, ils commencent à réclamer.
And they want the blood. They want blood.
Et ils veulent le sang.
When you bring blood, you activate the covenant.
Alors, quand tu amènes du sang, tu actives l'alliance.
When the child is born.
Quand un enfant est né.
You will dedicate the child to the God of Uganda.
On va maintenant dédier l'enfant au Dieu d'Uganda.
By doing the tradition of the village.
En faisant la tradition du village.
You know all those things.
The details.
Those are details.
And they put it in the pot.
Or you can plant it in the tree.
You bury it.
Yes. You see.
Alors, on prend maintenant le corps of
the baby.
That's why when you become Christian, you run away. Run. Amen. You can't mix it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there is a God of the world. And he's claiming you. When you say you're born again, he runs away from you.
Alors, quand tu deviens né de nouveau, il fuit un peu.
And he begins to try to deceive you.
Et il commence à essayer
to accept him again.
Pour le accepter encore.
But indirectly.
Mais d'une façon indirecte.
Amen. But that's not where I'm going to. Amen. So. I know. Don't worry. That's not where I'm going to. We'll give it to the questions. Amen. You see, so there's a God that rules the world.
Alors, il y a un Dieu qui gère le monde.
And his control is over the heart of man, the soul of man.
Alors, son control est sur le cœur.
Now, the people you meet in the market,
les gens que vous rencontrez au marché,
they are under the control of that God.
Ils sont sur le contrôle de son
Some of them are in your bedrooms. You are married to them.
Tu es marié à cela.
Some of them are your children.
You are not kissing someone for some fun.
Some of them are your brothers and sisters.
You are not kissing someone for friends, sir.
Some of them are your bosses in the work and in the office, or your professors in Makerere.
You are not kissing someone the prof and uni.
Amen. So you see, that is, it makes the whole thing interesting. Hallelujah. So Bible says we wrestle against what? Not against flesh, but against what? Princes, principalities.
Alors Dieu dit que notre lutte n'est pas contre la chair,
mais
plutôt avec les principautés.
So you can't just live your life as though nothing is happening.
Alors tu ne peux
pas
mener
ta vie comme si de rien
n'était.
Amen. And you must know how to resist them and overcome them.
Tu dois connaître que ces choses existent et tu dois connaître comment faire le combat spirituel.
He says, if you resist the devil, what will he do? But he makes you believe that he cannot run. All right.
Alors, la Bible dit que si vous résistez au diable, il va fuir. Mais le diable faut nous faire croire qu'on ne peut pas nous faire fuir.
So he makes you believe that you have not, in fact, you don't have any effect at all on him. It's deception.
Alors il nous fait croire qu'on ne peut pas avoir effet sur lui.
Amen. And you can even extend it.
Alors on peut même étendre ça.
Because for young people, we are looking for role models in the world.
Pour les jeunes, on cherche des modèles dans le monde.
And so these role models are actually the high priests, are high priestesses to the devil.
Et quelques-uns de ces célébrités, ces gens qu'on va copier, ils sont vraiment des prêtres au diable.
They go and make an offering to the devil to receive power and fame and money.
Il y en a qui ont fait des alliances avec le diable pour avoir la popularité, pour avoir de l'argent et pour avoir le pouvoir.
So you want to dress like them, or you want to look like them, you like them.
Maintenant,
you know?
on les aime bien, on veut être comme eux, on s'habille comme eux.
C'est Beyoncé has eaten ice cream. It's on Instagram. You go and watch Beyoncé eating ice cream on Instagram.
Alors, on aime aussi beaucoup Beyoncé, okay, qui est. On entend que Beyoncé est en train de manger la glace. Et on va à Instagram pour regarder Beyoncé en train de manger la glace.
Beyoncé has gone to supermarket. This is my new dress. It's on Instagram. You go and watch.
Alors, on entend que Beyoncé maintenant a acheté cette robe. Et on va à Instagram pour regarder la robe là.
And you like the photograph. It's very nice.
On aime ces photos. C'est très beau.
You want to have fun.
On veut avoir
Beyoncé.
Le divertissement.
Which other one? Yeah, no, it's not you I'm talking about. You look for another person. You look for another. So 3 hours you're looking at photographs.
Trois heures, nous sommes en train de regarder les photos.
Yeah, pink. Pink. Did you see a photograph of Beyoncé, the latest one? Go, you will see it. So let me send you the link.
Alors, il y a, tu reçois un message. Est-ce que tu as vu Beyoncé? Je vais t'envoyer un site.
So, the devil has organized the whole world.
Alors, le diable a bien organisé le monde.
And he calls the rulers of the darkness in this world.
Et Dieu les appelle les gérants. Du royaume de ténèbres de ce monde.
And he knows that the darkness is in me.
Et le diable sait qu'il y a
ténèbres. He's very confident.
Et lui, il est confiant.
Because that darkness in me wants more darkness.
Parce que
what's the darkness in you? Amen. So that darkness wants more darkness.
Et ce ténèbres vaut plus de ténèbres.
Do you know why? Because Christ is in me. And also in you. Amen.
Tu sais pourquoi? Parce que Christ est en moi et Christ est en vous.
The Christ in me is ministering to the Christ in you.
Alors le Christ en moi fait appel au Christ en toi.
And Christ himself is in this room now.
Et Christ lui-même.
Amen. So Christ is here. He is in me. and it's in you. Hallelujah.
You say, yeah. See, il est en moi, il est en vous.
Amen.
Also, the devil, darkness, is here. He's here. And he's also around now. Amen.
Elodie, même chose. Il est en nous et il est en nous ici.
See, the devil will go out about. You know what he says? Like a what? Roaring lion. Amen. Looking around. He's walking in the heart. Telling lies. Deceiving you, giving you pictures, showing you things. It's all within the realm of the heart. Amen. So, you must begin to look behind the things you are dealing with.
Alors, il faut maintenant commencer à voir derrière les choses que nous sommes en train de qui nous
behind every derrière. New fashion, there is a spirit.
Alors, derrière tout mode présent, il y a un esprit.
You pull up the dress and show the belly button.
Alors, on soulève le, la vie jusqu'à ce qu'on monte.
Have you seen that dress?
Yes.
La ceinture.
The short dress.
Non, pas la ceinture, le bouclier.
Non, le bouclier.
Button.
Huh? And then the dress, the shirt, the trousers. Is... So they, and you go to the market, they make a new fabric. It has nylon because it stretch.
Yes.
You stretch and you enter.
The
stretch has a mission. Stretch has a mission. It's going somewhere. Amen. It's the God of this world. Every day they are pushing the fashion.
Alors chaque jour il y a des choses nouvelles qui arrivent.
And you know the biggest fashion?
Tu sais ce qui est vraiment à la mode?
It's called naked.
C'est la nudité.
Naked is the biggest fashion.
Alors ce qui est vraiment à la mode c'est la nudité.
And you know it is working here.
Et ça fonctionne dans la.
Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going there. I'm not reached there yet. Amen.
Amen.
So there is a spirit that rules and walks in the world.
Alors il y a un esprit qui règne et qui marche dans le monde.
And God says, "I'm not going to take you out of the world."
Et Dieu dit
but you must overcome it.
Je ne veux pas te faire sortir de ce monde. Vous allez vaincre ici.
So you must look in.
Alors il faut regarder au-dedans.
To know that your heart is the city of God.
Pour savoir que ton cœur est la cité de Dieu.
But that the devil is also claiming it.
Et que le diable est en train de réclamer ça.
So, if you accept,
alors si vous acceptez,
you become part of Babylon.
Si vous acceptez le monde, vous devenez faire partie de Babylon.
Let's read it, Revelation 18.
On va lire Apocalypse 18.
Revelation 18. Apocalypse. Verse 3.
No, he's translating it direct. He didn't know that we are referring to a book in the Bible.
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse, chapter 18.
Verse 2.
Elle est tournée, la grande. Et toute habitation des démons, aurait perdu tout esprit impur.
et le Père de tout oiseau impur et d'odieux. Amen.
Amen. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2, in English.
English. Yes. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitat, the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
So we are looking at the workings of the inner man.
Nous sommes en train de regarder comment le fonctionnement de l'homme intérieur.
You know, we are looking at how your inward part works.
Nous sommes en train de regarder comment fonctionne l'intérieur de l'homme.
And after that, we will talk about how to change the function.
Et après ça, nous allons voir comment changer son fonctionnement.
So that you are now in the driving seat.
Alors maintenant, Amen. C'est toi le chauffeur.
You know where you are going to.
Tu sais où tu vas.
So we are discussing the first one.
Nous allons discuter la première chose.
And we have shown that your heart can become the city of God.
Et nous venons de dire que votre cœur peut être la cité de Dieu.
Or the dwelling place of what?
Ou bien ça peut être aussi devils, la cité du diable.
Demons.
Ou des démons.
And spirits.
Et des esprits.
Including the devil, the devil himself.
Y compris Satan.
The Bible says Satan entered into Judas.
La Bible dit que Satan est entré en
Judas. Remember that scripture? Say, and Satan entered him.
Le Satan est entré en Judas.
So, and we saw that man of the gathering, the man who was dwelling in tombs.
Et nous avons lu l'histoire d'homme de gathering qui habitait dans
There are many spirits. Say, there are legion.
Plusieurs esprits en lui.
Man gets spirits from two ways.
L'homme peut avoir des esprits dans deux façons.
When you are born,
quand tu es né,
you get the blood of your parents.
Tu as le sang de tes parents.
In the blood is the place where spirits dwell.
Alors, les esprits habitent dans le sang.
Spirits dwell in the blood.
Les esprits habitent dans le sang.
Do you know why?
Tu sais pourquoi?
They feed on blood.
Parce que c'est dans le sang.
Blood has energy.
Ils sont nourris du sang.
All the blood shed in Uganda.
Tout le sang versé en Uganda.
Take your mind very bad.
Il faut regarder derrière.
All the wars, the tribal wars.
Tous les guerres ethniques.
The Bible says blood defines the land.
La Bible dit que le sang.
Do you know why?
Blood
speaks.
Tu sais que le sang parle.
Blood cries.
Le sang
for revenge.
Pour la vengeance.
Yes.
But the blood of Jesus Christ speaks of blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says the blood of Jesus speaks of better things.
La Bible dit than the blood of Abel. Le sang de Jésus parle de meilleures choses que le sang d'Abel.
I know you know this one. Amen.
Je sais que tu
but you're not using it.
Mais tu n'utilises pas ça.
You're not using it.
Before it
Amen.
Amen.
There's blood in your heart. Speaking. Shouting, crying.
Amen.
The devil can't come near you, but you see, the devil knows that you don't know.
Normalement, le diable ne peut pas t'approcher, mais il sait que tu n'es pas sûr.
Because you are not sure.
Parce que tu n'es pas sûr.
You cannot use the power of the blood.
Et tu ne sais pas Hallelujah. Utiliser le Amen. Pouvoir de ce sang.
Amen.
Amen.
The devils, they live in blood.
Les démons, ils habitent
so,
dans le sang.
When you are born, the spirits that come from your ancestry, they are transmitted.
Alors, hallelujah. Les esprits qui est dans les ancêtres sont transmettre à toi.
That's why everybody from Nigeria will behave alike.
C'est pour cela que tout le monde qui vient de Nigeria se comporte de la même façon.
But there are Zion people in Nigeria who are come Nigeria.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Do you know why?
Tu sais pourquoi?
They have received another blood.
Parce qu'ils ont reçu d'autres sons.
And that blood has good spirits. Amen. Hallelujah. So, energy meets energy.
Yes.
Alors c'est l'énergie contre l'énergie.
Light means darkness.
Alors la lumière contre le ténèbre.
The power of the spirits from Nigeria, God is breaking it down every day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Apart from those spirits that are dwelling in the blood, the things you have been doing since you have been growing up, you also open your heart to devils. And one of the greatest ones is through the eyes.
La façon la plus courante d'avoir ces esprits, c'est à travers les yeux.
The things you hear, music.
Les choses qu'on entend, par exemple la musique qu'on écoute.
The things you see in the eyes.
Les choses qu'on voit avec les yeux.
The entrance into the soul through the eyes, through the ears, through your nose, through the five senses. Amen. That is the doorway straight into the heart.
À travers les sens.
Amen. If the devil wants access to your heart, what does he do? He just plays good sound. You like sound. You begin to open your ear. And the devil goes straight.
Alors, on aime les sons. Alors, si le diable va entrer en nous, il commence à faire de bonnes musiques.
The same thing with vision.
C'est la même chose avec la vue.
And you have soft pornography.
Soft.
Soft. Very soft one.
On commence avec la pornographie.
I saw some photographs here on some magazines here. If you look very well, it doesn't matter. The devil has. You see it on the road, the way they're dressing on the road. On the internet.
On voit les gens dans la rue, la face est.
You are checking your email.
Sur l'internet.
Is it not? You are checking your email. What happens?
Something pops up.
Devil wants. He wants to enter quickly. You must know how to block the road.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Because the devil in you, the darkness, they want more energy from the darkness outside. Don't you understand?
Alors, le ténèbre vaut plus au ténèbre de l'extérieur. Alors, c'est pour cela qu'il faut bloquer.
And what we are trying to do is to teach ourselves how to overcome the spirit.
Alors, to resist. Hallelujah.
So the things I do in life brings more devils. To join the ones that were there before when I was born.
Alors les choses que je faisais, je fais maintenant pour ouvrir la porte au diable pour entrer.
So the soul is a dwelling place.
Alors l'âme est un endroit d'habitation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
L'habitation d'esprit.
All right. So there's another scripture which is very important.
Il y a une scripture qui est très important.
In Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14.
Yes.
Isaiah 14 and
Ezekiel
28. They go together.
Waiting for verse.
Okay. I think
it's 12. 10
is it 14, 12, eh?
The reason is in 12 to 14.
Yes. Okay. Isaiah 14, 12. Let's go. Isaiah 14 from verse 12. Let's go straight to 12.
Isaiah 14, verse 12.
Tu vois, te voilà tombé du ciel.
Yeah, read. 12 to 14.
12 à 14.
12 à 14. Et voilà tombé du ciel l'astre brillant, fils de l'aurore, tu es abattu à terre. toi le vainqueur des nations. Tu disais à ton cœur, je monterai au ciel, je lèverai mon trône au-dessus des étoiles de Dieu, je m'assierai sur la montagne de l'assemblée à l'extrémité du septentrion, je monterai sur le sommet des nuées, je serai semblable au Très-Haut. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 14, 12 to 13.
Yeah, who's reading for us?
Isaiah 14, verse 12.
Yes.
How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the star of God. I will also sit on the mount of congregation on the far east side of the world.
And I will be like my most high.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the most high.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen.
So this is a direct opposition to God.
Alors ça c'est une opposition directe au Seigneur.
Now the question, who is in heaven he's talking about? Where is the heaven? Where is the heaven? Godfrey, come out and show us heaven. The heaven is in the sky. Is that where the devil is walking? The heaven is in you. Amen.
Alors,
hallelujah.
Le ciel est en nous.
Heaven is in you. Do you know that?
Le ciel est en nous.
How many people know that heaven is in them?
The kingdom of God is within man.
That heaven is a place. That's how we know it.
Heaven is what?
Heaven is a place. Really? The kingdom of God is within us. Really? Heaven is up. Really? The north.
Really? Today you now know. You are heaven. Amen. You know, the devil has been teaching the Bible upside down. I don't know why he's doing it, so that you don't even go near at all. You don't realize where he's walking. Everything is in you.
Amen.
And while you are looking, that's why I told you to go out and be pointing out. While you are pointing, yes. Every day he is getting stronger and stronger within you.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, you can.
When we die someday, where do our souls go to?
Ah, good question. There are different levels of heaven. Let's say the heaven of heavens belong to who? There are different levels of heaven. There is, Paul said, I went to which heaven?
The third heaven.
You don't know your Bible. Paul said, I went to where?
The third
heaven. Still like. Paul said, I went to where? Where did Paul go to? Say, Paul was in the temple, but he said he went to where? To the third heaven. And he heard things which he should, he has not been permitted to speak.
To speak.
So there is first heaven, second,
third. Yeah, now you're talking.
Corinthians. Alors, Lassin est en train de poser la question de savoir quand on meurt, nos âmes vont où? Si on dit que le ciel se trouve en nous, si on meurt, où va l'âme? Alors il dit qu'il y a des niveaux et des niveaux des ciels, des cieux. Alors, et que Dieu habite des cieux des cieux. Oui. Et Paul a fait allusion au troisième niveau du ciel, en Corinthiens.
Amen. So this one outside here is the first heaven.
Alors, ce qu'on voit au-dehors là, c'est le premier
ciel. The second heaven is where? Really? Okay, so no, forget about the book. The first is here. It's the Bible. It's the Bible I read it. The first is this one.
Yes.
The heaven of heaven is here, but it's in a different dimension.
Yes.
The second one is inside the heaven. Okay. And it is this second one that's where the war. Bible said there was a war where?
In the heavens, okay.
Revelation 12.
Okay.
Revelation 12 says, there's war in heavens. That's the war we have been talking about.
Okay.
The darkness and the light. All
within. What about the role that Gabriel fought over Daniel? With something
in the Vatican? Okay, I'm
not telling you. Hello,
Eddie. Yeah, Gabriel. Eddie, go here, Gabriel. Qui s'est lutté contre le prince de Babylon.
Yes.
Alors, où se passait le king of Persia, de la peste? Alors, où se passait cette lutte? Où?
So, Gabriel started with the prince of Uganda.
Yes.
Where?
Here.
Uh-huh. Where?
Inside of.
Inside your soul.
Yes, okay.
The war is taking place inside you.
Yes.
Alors,
amen.
La lutte.
Do you know why the war is there? Because Christ has come into your heaven. He came into the heaven where the devil, prince of Uganda, has already established authority. And Christ wants to overthrow him. So there's war. Amen.
Because you get saved, it's a personal decision.
Exactly.
And therefore, if you are looking about the prince, when you talk about the prince of Uganda, you think of a map, you know, area. Yeah. No. But if it's a map area, then how come your peace does not come? Or we cannot overcome it by prayer and peace. But yet, one by one, you can find somebody coming into
exactly.
the world. So in that case, then I can understand it.
That's
why the war is
illness.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Alors, elle est en train de dire le frère d'abord a dit que le diable, lui, il a déjà établi son royaume en l'homme. Maintenant, cet homme devient né de nouveau. Maintenant, il y a le Christ qui entre. Maintenant, qui va prendre vraiment le trône de notre cœur? C'est ça, la lutte. Et c'est, la sœur dit que c'est par une décision personnelle qu'on a fait. C'est pour cela que le Christ est entré.
Amen. Amen. Good. So, let's read another scripture. Luke 17, 21.
English.
Go on, read 17.
Nor would they say, look, here it is, or there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst.
It's within you.
You see why I said this is not authorized version. Let's read authorized version. Let's hear authorized version.
17:21. Nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you.
Aha. You see? The kingdom of God is where? Within you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, if the kingdom of God is within you, a king reigns where?
In
the kingdom.
Yes.
Amen.
Alors, si le royaume de Dieu est en vous, où est-ce que le roi va régner?
That's why he is called the anti. He's called the anti-Christ. Christ wants to rule. He said, no, I will rule. So it is Christ and anti-Christ fighting where? Within you.
Alors c'est le Christ et le anti-Christ qui sont en train de se lutter au nom de Dieu.
Let thy kingdom come.
Now you're talking.
Hallelujah.
And that will be somewhere. That will be somewhere. And that will be somewhere. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done where? No. As it is done where? In the third heaven.
Okay. My brother is already looking at me. Alors maintenant, la prière que nous sommes en train de faire. Okay. Que le royaume de Dieu vienne. Okay. Alors, ce royaume de Dieu va venir d'où? Sur la terre. Et la terre représente le cœur.
Amen. So you see, the whole, it flows.
Yeah, it's just a whole concept, which is... Now you're talking.
Amen. So, you need to...
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Amen. To see that you are the center of the universe.
Yes.
If all Kopronko, we set the sun to the universe.
Amen.
Amen.
So you are the biggest thing God has going for him.
Yes.
Amen.
Exactly. So, and this is just
what
number
is,
one.
What is man that thou art
mindful of? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, so God wants you to be his dwelling place.
Alors Dieu veut que tu sois son lieu d'habitation. Yes.
What's that? Brenda. Okay, good.
Antichrist and Christ.
The difference between Antichrist and Christ. Write it down. We'll come to it. Amen. So that's question number two. This is
number one.
One is idol and altar. Right? This is number two. We'll come to it. Okay. Good.
You know, it strengthens you when you are fighting the evil forces. And actually, the whole thing is about you.
Mm. And you are in control. You are on the driving seat. You are on the driving seat. That's what I want you to understand. You are on the driving seat.
When you realize that you are the special person, you can fight the enemy. Yeah, it actually gives you more power.
Now
you
are
confident in who you are.
Exactly. You don't need a pastor.
No.
You don't need a bishop. You don't need to go to Emmanuel Church.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's a great revelation.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good. And this is just number one. So this is also, but let's read the scripture that came to my mind. Oh dear, I lost the scripture. All right, yeah, we'll get there. So let's go to now the second one about the inner man.
Deuxième chose concernant l'homme intérieur
is that the inner man is a bride.
Alors l'homme intérieur, c'est une épouse.
It must be married.
Une mariée. Ça doit être marié.
Your soul must be joined to another spirit.
Votre âme doit être doit avoir comme conjoint un autre esprit.
So it's either a bride of Christ.
Alors soit une mariée du Christ, épouse du Christ.
Or is married to the
ou bien c'est marié au diable.
And that is of course the Antichrist.
Ça, c'est
the Antichrist system.
Ou bien le système.
But there are many spirits.
C'est tout un système parce qu'il y a plusieurs esprits.
And that is the place where we read. Let's go back to Revelation 18, verse 2.
Apocalypse 18, verse 2.
Apocalypse 18, verset 2, nous disons au nom de Jésus-Christ. Il cria d'une voix forte, disant, il est tombé Babylone, la grande, il est devenu une habitation des démons, un repère de tout esprit impur, un repère de tout oiseau impur, et au Dieu.
Amen.
English? Revelation 18:2.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. Is fallen and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
Okay, so when God made man, that was the scripture he quoted. He said, He made man a little.
Quand Dieu a fait l'homme, il a fait l'homme un peu plus bas que les anges.
So, the angelic spirits, they are on a little higher level.
Alors, les esprits des anges, c'est dans un niveau plus élevé que l'homme.
So, God made man a little lower.
Dieu a créé l'homme un peu plus bas.
So that means, when you come against this spirit,
alors quand tu viens en contact avec ces esprits-là,
on your own,
de toi seul,
you will lose the battle.
Tu vas perdre.
Because you are lower.
Parce que tu es plus bas.
So they will always have dominion over you.
Alors ces esprits vont toujours avoir dominion sur, une domination sur l'homme.
And you know when a man marries a woman, he covers the woman. He has dominion. Okay.
Alors quand une femme est mariée à un homme, normalement l'homme domine la femme.
When the spirit comes to you, he wants to have dominion over you. Wants to.
Alors de la même façon, quand un esprit vient,
manipulating.
L'esprit veut avoir dominion sur nous et il veut nous contrôler.
So witchcraft and sorcery is dominion, manipulation.
Alors right. la sorcellerie, ça veut dire
intimidation.
C'est intimidation, manipulation et domination.
The spirits working in your family.
Alors les esprits qui fonctionnent dans votre esprit, tu sais ce qu'ils vont faire?
They intimidate you.
Yes.
Ils vont t'intimider.
And you know what it does? It's fear.
Alors if
that intimidation comes with fear, you make you afraid.
Intimidation vient avec la peur. All
right. Apart from that, of course, they want to manipulate you. You do the things you don't want to do, which you normally would not do.
Les choses que vous ne voulez pas faire, ces esprits te font faire.
So they make you do what they want you to do.
Alors on te fait faire ce qu'il veut que tu fasses.
Paul said, oh wretched man.
Yes.
Et Paul dit, moi homme misérable.
The things I don't want to do,
les choses que je ne veux pas faire,
are the things I do.
Ce sont les choses que je fais.
The things I want to do, I don't do them.
Les choses que je veux faire, je n'arrive pas à les faire.
Therefore, there is what? Another law. Where? Within my members, making me to do the things. Amen. Paul was their brother, born again, heavy preacher. He is sincere. Many of us are not sincere. Amen. We say we are champions of our generation. Amen.
No, take it again. He said, your big brother.
Paul.
Okay. Alors, Paul a dit,
was very sincere.
Paul était sincère en disant ça.
Paul said, I have a problem.
Paul a dit, j'ai un problème.
The things I want to do.
Les choses que je veux faire. Je n'arrive pas à les
the
faire.
Ones I don't want to do are the ones that
les
I do.
Que je ne veux pas faire, c'est ce que j'ai
so it means that I love the world, the law of God because there are things I don't want to do.
Il y a des choses que je ne veux pas faire.
But there is another law, another spirit.
Un esprit
that doesn't love the things of God.
Qui n'aime pas les choses de Dieu.
That is making me to
qui
do
me fait faire les choses que je ne veux pas.
Amen. He said, who shall deliver me from this bondage?
Il dit, qui va me délivrer de cette esclavage?
So, he was sincere. He knew where the problem was.
Il était sincère. Il savait où se trouvait son problème.
And that is what we are talking about this evening.
Yes, c'est ça. So, donc,
that the problem is in the heart.
Le problème est dans le cœur.
And we are beginning to see that there is something, there is a principle that is working within.
And that I can overcome it. Qui est en train de marcher au-dedans de nous et que nous pouvons vaincre.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's read another one. That was the one I forgot. It was important. Psalm 132.
On va lire Psalm 132.
Psalm 132, verse.
Psalms.
Psalms, yeah.
Psalm 132.
This is one of the best Psalms.
C'est une des meilleures Psalms.
132, verse 10, Psalms.
Psalm 132, verse
132, yes. 132, Verse 11.
Oh,
11. No, wait, hold on. No, it's 13. 13 to 14. It goes down and down, but. 13, 14.
13, 14.
For the Lord has chosen Zion.
Uh-huh.
He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever and ever.
Amen.
Wait.
Oh yeah, read the King James.
Read
the 13, yes.
So the Lord has chosen Zion.
Go on.
It's true.
For the Lord has chosen Zion.
Mm-hmm.
He has desired it for his dwelling place.
Mm-hmm.
This is my resting place forever.
Mm-hmm.
Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand what that means?
Français?
Oui, en français. Oui, l'Éternel a choisi Sion.
That you are going to be God's mansion forever.
Okay,
read the French, yeah.
Oui, l'Éternel a choisi Sion. Il a désiré pour sa demeure. C'est mon lieu de repos à toujours. J'y habiterai car je l'ai désiré.
Amen. This is... Some African leaders go to power, they don't want to go away because they like the power.
Mm. Eh? Yeah, the leader African qui prend le pouvoir, il ne veut pas partir parce qu'il aime le pouvoir.
You, God likes you. He said when he comes in, he's not going again.
Do
you understand that?
Il nous aime beaucoup. Quand il vient,
that you will be God's dwelling place forever, ever. Do you have this? Ever. You are still God's dwelling place.
À jamais, il faut que
Amen.
Nous soyons Hallelujah. Son lieu d'habitation. À jamais.
And the devil says, no, you are going to be my dwelling place.
Et le diable est en train de dire, non, hein,
tu ne vas pas
être mon endroit d'habitation.
Really?
Tu vas choisir.
Sure?
Of course.
Tu vas choisir qui?
You have to work really hard.
Il faut there. Beaucoup travailler.
Because the devil says, I am not going anywhere.
Have
you seen some of the African leaders?
Yes.
I am not going anywhere. I made the constitution 100 times.
Yes.
I am not going anywhere. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Devil says, you must be my dwelling place. God says, no. You will be my dwelling place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Le diable est en train de chercher à nous faire son lieu d'habitation.
And
Dieu veut la même chose.
And God is offering you marriage.
Et Dieu est en train de vous offrir le mariage.
I'm not just coming to do it. I will marry you.
Yes. He says, je ne viens pas seulement pour rester. Je
Amen. Amen. That's you see the story of the 10 virgins.
Vous voyez l'histoire de 10 vierges.
The 10 virgins. So the 5 wives, what did they do?
They entered.
So what is the lamp? What is the vessel?
Alors, les 10 vierges, il y a 7 vierges, les 7 vierges sages, qu'est-ce qu'elles ont fait?
The foolish ones had oil in the lamp, but nothing in the vessel.
Les 5 vierges folles n'ont pas, ils ont l'huile dans la lampe.
The wise ones, wise ones had oil in the lamp and also in the vessel.
Ils ont l'huile dans
so what
et
is
aussi
the vessel?
Dans la vase.
What is the vessel?
C'est un masculin vase.
C'est masculin, oui.
C'est masculin.
See the vessel.
Alors, regarde ici. C'est
the hat.
Le vase.
Is the hand.
C'est le cœur.
And that is why you have an evil doctrine in the church now called prosperity. Some devil. Because it will make you not have oil in your vessel.
Alors, maintenant, on a dans l'église une doctrine qui est vraiment méchante.
It makes
qui
you,
parle de la prospérité.
It makes
ça ne vous laisse pas avoir l'huile. Dans le vase.
It makes a shopping list Christian.
Ça te fait un chrétien avec un shopping list.
Il y a only concern about get for the
Alors,
body.
On est simplement intéressé aux choses matérielles.
No, the oil speaks of the life of God.
Yeah. Alors, Christ. Lui, lui parle de la vie du Christ.
The more Christ you have, the more oil you have.
Alors, le
and
plus,
the less darkness
le plus
you have.
Que vous avez, le plus d'huile que vous avez.
Amen. So, the bride must be spending time doing what? Getting oil.
Alors,
within.
Notre préoccupation, c'est Hallelujah. Pour chercher l'huile à l'intérieur.
Alright. Now, let us look at it. Let us look at a few examples of people who have been brides in the Bible.
Nous allons regarder
to see
quelques exemples.
If we can prove what we are saying. Which one do you know?
On va essayer de prouver si nous savons ce dont nous parlons.
Have you
on va voir quelques exemples. Esther. Dans la Bible.
Okay. Okay. One night
the king.
Who has watched it? One night to the king.
Esther, the story of Esther.
Yeah, watched it. Okay, Jane has watched it.
Qui a regardé le
one
film?
Night with the king.
One night with the king. Ça c'est une nuit avec le roi. C'est l'histoire d'Esther.
What did she do?
Qu'est-ce qu'elle a fait?
She started dancing. I'm going to see the king.
Yeah.
Is it what she did? Is it what she did?
No.
Alors, qu'est-ce qu'elle a fait? Elle dansait pour dire que je veux voir le roi.
But why are you that dancing? Christianity is dancing, Jesus is good. Eh? Instead of you to get oil in your soul, you are dancing. Amen.
Alors maintenant, qu'est-ce que nous sommes en train de faire? Est-ce que nous allons danser ou bien?
It's a deception from the devil.
C'est une tromperie.
Instead of you to spend time getting oil, you are dancing. My God is good, huh? Hey, my God is good, huh? Everything that dog would do, that dog would do. Double, double.
Alors, cherche le double, le double.
Maybe the soul is dying.
Alors, pour l'âme est en train de mourir.
No oil.
Pas d'huile.
Devils are running everywhere.
Il y a des diables partout.
That's it, that's it. Hey, Jesus is good. Amen. What? It is good to dance when there is oil. But when there is no oil, yeah, that's the trouble there.
Alors, il faut commencer à danser quand il y a l'huile dans le vase.
You know, we spend more time dancing than getting oil.
Alors, on perd le temps en dansant pour avoir l'huile.
This man.
Question?
C'est quoi
l'huile
qui nous
dépend? The oil, what is it?
Oil is the life and nature of Christ.
C'est la vie et la nature du Christ.
Is it
Sorry?
Is it the word?
The word, the spirit, the life of God, energy, character, all those things all represented, the nature, all represented as the oil. Amen. We went to one church in Kigali. In this man. I think you are from Kigali. We went to Kigali.
Alors, nous sommes allés à Kigali dans une église.
Even, the one in the workplace in Kigali. No, in Kampala, just down the road. It's all here in Kampala. For 1 hour. Kigali was 2 hours. Monrovia in Liberia, 3 hours. That's a blazing. The whole place is
video.
And when he came to preaching the word, they said 10 minutes.
Alors, le moment pour partager la parole.
In Kigali, they said 15 minutes. And when we started preaching, everybody in the church slept. Two hours dancing. 15 minutes preaching. So you see. So we didn't say you shouldn't dance, but when is now the whole thing is wrong.
Although
it's
not qu'il ne faut pas danser, mais si il s'agit de passer tout le temps à danser, il y a un problème.
Amen. Amen. So Christ is the husband of the soul.
Alors le Christ, c'est le mari de l'âme.
And he says, if I'm going to marry you, you must change your heart.
Il dit, si moi je veux te marier, il faut que tu te changes le cœur.
And he says, Esther, for 6 months, she was getting oil.
Alors Esther, dans le livre d'Esther, pour 6 mois, elle est en train
making
de
herself ready.
Elle était en train de se préparer pour le mariage.
So if you want Christ to marry you, what do? You make oil.
Alors si tu veux que Christ soit ton époux, maintenant il faut chercher l'huile.
Let's look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 6.
1 Jean, chapitre, what chapter?
2:6.
Chapitre 2, verse 6.
1 Jean, chapitre 2,
verse 6.
Verset 6. Nous allons Jésus dit, or, il y avait là 6 vases de pierre.
No, this is not the one. No, that's another one.
The one I want
is 1 John 3:3.
Okay.
If I read verse 1 to 3.
First
John 3, 1 to 3.
Soyez que l'amour du Père nous a donné pour que nous soyons appelés enfants de Dieu. Et nous le sommes. Si le monde ne nous connaît pas, c'est qu'il ne l'a pas connu. Bien aimé, nous sommes maintenant enfants de Dieu. Et ce que nous serons n'a pas encore été manifesté. Mais nous savons que lorsque cela sera manifesté, nous serons semblables à lui parce que nous le verrons tel qu'il est. Quiconque a cette expérience en lui se purifier comme lui-même et pire.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.
Verse 1 to 3.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure.
Amen.
Alleluia.
So if you have the hope to be the bride of Christ.
Alors si vous avez cet espoir, cette espérance d'être l'épouse de Christ,
you cannot be a shopping Christian.
Vous ne pouvez pas simplement être un chrétien qui fait du shopping.
You will be a heart Christian.
Alors tu dois être un chrétien du cœur.
You'll be purifying your heart.
Tu vas continuellement purifier ton cœur.
So that you will be like Christ.
Pour que tu sois comme lui.
So that you will purify yourself.
Pour se purifier.
So the wise virgin, they had oil.
Alors les vierges sages, ils ont l'huile dans le vase.
Proverbs 20:27 says, the spirit of man is what? Is the lamp of the Lord.
Proverbe 27 dit que l'esprit de l'homme, c'est la lampe.
So the spirit is the lamp.
Alors l'esprit,
the soul,
c'est la lampe.
Is the vessel.
Alors le...
Amen.
L'âme, c'est le vase.
The oil goes from the vessel or the lamp into the vessel.
Alors, l'huile entre,
and the vessel glows.
Dans l'homme, et de l'homme, ça va dans le vase.
Some people, there is no oil in the vessel.
Pour quelques-uns, il n'y a pas d'huile dans le vase.
And because there is no oil in the vessel,
parce qu'il n'y a pas d'huile dans le vase,
there is no character.
Il n'y a pas de caractère.
The Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love and patience and so on.
La Bible dit que le fruit de l'esprit,
so,
c'est l'amour, c'est la gentillesse, et ainsi de suite. La joie, et ainsi de suite.
So, the Spirit of God that comes into your mind or your emotion brings the character of Christ within your personality, within your soul, within your mind, emotions.
Alors, l'Esprit de Dieu qui entre au-dedans de nous, dans le vase, va commencer maintenant à faire sortir le caractère du Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Now, we have also seen that your soul is a priest.
On voit aussi que l'âme est une prêtre.
Okay, we'll talk about that in the morning.
Nous allons parler un peu de ça ce matin.
In other words, there is an altar.
Il y a un autel.
And this altar.
Je prononce ça bien. Autel, là où on fait des sacrifices.
Oui. Hôtel.
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 So the altar.
Alors l'autel.
Is in your mind.
C'est dans la pensée.
Your mind is an altar.
Alors la pensée c'est l'autel.
Your emotions. Is an altar.
Les émotions aussi c'est.
And your emotions. Is where you have energy.
Et c'est dans les émotions que nous avons beaucoup d'énergie.
Young people, you have energy in your emotions.
Vous avez l'énergie dans vos émotions.
Huh? And when we talk about, then you also have your desires.
Vous avez aussi les désirs.
It's also an altar.
C'est aussi un autel.
When you combine two of them, what do you have? Passion.
Alors, quand on combine émotion et désir, on voit la passion.
And this is the biggest thing happening in the world today.
Et ça, c'est la chose la plus grande qui se passe dans le monde.
Who can tell me the biggest passion? I'll tell you, I won't wait for you.
Alors, la sexualité.
This is the biggest party in the world today.
C'est la partie la plus divertissement, la plus grande.
You have party every day on the internet.
Nous avons sur l'internet, on voit ça.
You hear it.
Vous
you see it.
Ça. Vous voyez ça.
Uh-huh. It's everywhere.
C'est partout.
And in flesh, it's everywhere.
Alors, la
fashion.
C'est partout.
Everything is all over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it is an offering.
C'est une offre.
Somebody is receiving the energy. Don't you understand?
Quelqu'un est en train de prendre l'énergie.
So all the devil does is to tune you small and you begin to bring.
Alors, le diable fait, ça s'avance pour te toucher un peu et puis tu commences à donner toutes sortes d'offrandes.
So, remember, there are spirits that are already working within your emotion.
Il faut vous rappeler qu'il y a des esprits qui marchent déjà dans votre âme.
And there are spirits working in the emotion of the musicians.
Et il y a des esprits qui fonctionnent dans les émotions des musiciens.
The Nigerian Nollywood.
Alors, dans les Nollywood du Nigeria.
Do you know Nigerian Nollywood?
Mm. Vous connaissez le Nollywood du Nigeria?
Devil, Darabolo. Devil.
Alors, c'est la ville du diable.
You watch it. And the spirit comes from inside the film and lands in your emotion.
Oh, no, vous regardez ça, et puis il y a l'esprit qui sort de ce film et ça entre vous.
You go to a pornography channel on internet, the spirit jumps out. Who am I?
Vous allez dans un site de pornographie et il y a l'esprit qui te touche aussi.
And your emotion is on fire.
Et vos émotions sont sur le feu.
Amen.
Amen.
and you are captured.
Et vous êtes capturé.
You need deliverance.
Et vous avez besoin d'être
délivré. Hallelujah. Amen. Your emotion becomes an altar.
Et vos émotions deviennent une autel.
Bringing worship to the devil.
Et ça donne l'adoration au diable.
Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why marriage, boy and girl, is very important.
C'est pour cela que le mariage, garçon, fils,
and you see a situation where the man marries the wife. After 3 years, he marries another one. After 3 years, he marries another one. What do you think is happening? He's a worship, he's offering. He's a priest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God has come to correct it.
Amen.
Bring deliverance. Amen. Clean our emotions.
Amen. Yes.
So that our emotion will now become an altar of Christ.
Alors, notre émotion va devenir autel du Christ.
Our emotions are pure and clean.
Et nos émotions soient propres. The
Bible says the joy of the Lord is what?
La Bible dit que
there's a joy that comes from God.
La joie du Seigneur, c'est
ma. But Hollywood also gives joy.
Hollywood aussi donne la joie.
It gives happiness, not joy.
Alors,
because joy is sustained.
Okay, let me translate.
Okay, good.
La Sainte dit que Hollywood ne donne pas la joie. Mais l'Hollywood peut donner bonheur. Le bonheur, ce n'est pas continuel. Mm. Alors que la joie, c'est consistant.
Amen. The Bible says, in your presence is what? Fullness of joy.
La Bible dit que dans la présence de
Dieu, amen. That's
il y a la plénitude et la joie.
Let's read Psalm 16, the last one, verse 11. Uh-huh.
Psalm 16, verse 11.
If you want joy, come to the presence of God.
Si vous voulez la joie, amen. Il faut entrer dans la présence de Dieu.
There's an explosion of the joy.
Il y a une explosion de la joie là-bas.
Amen. Hallelujah.
16, verset 11.
Yes, 16, 11, no?
You will show yes. me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Amen.
Tu me feras.
Go on.
Tu me feras connaître les sentiers de la vie. Il y a l'abondante joie devant ta face, des délices éternels à ta droite.
Amen. Amen. If God created your emotion, He can make your emotion to be excited.
Hallelujah. C'est Dieu qui a créé nos émotions. Il peut exciter nos émotions.
If you want entertainment, it is in God.
Alors si on veut de divertissement, c'est en Dieu.
So one of the things you must do is to kill this other every appetite for the entertainment of darkness. Kill it. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Kill it.
Alors, ce qu'il faut faire, c'est pour tuer toute situation qui vient du diable.
Galatians 5 says, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the lust thereof.
Galatians 5.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let's
go on. No, it's 5:24. 5:24. Let's read it. It's important. Let me explain that. Let me explain the flesh. Let's read it, then we will.
Galatians 5:24.
Is it 24? It must be 5:24.
Galatians 5.
Check and make sure if that's correct.
5:24. 5:24. Les gens de Jésus. Ceux qui sont à Jésus-Christ ont crucifié la chair avec ses passions et ses désirs.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
No. I didn't hear amen. Say amen.
Amen.
You can overcome.
Hallelujah.
If you want to.
Yes.
English?
You can.
And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
The flesh has its own passions
and desires.
Oh yeah, let us look at the body. Where, show me, where is the flesh here? This darkness is the flesh.
Yes.
Huh?
La chair, c'est le ténèbre.
La chair.
Flesh
la
chair, means...
C'est le ténèbre.
Flesh Jesus. Means...
Yeah,
you look at this body. Huh? See this body. This is not flesh. It is body. It has... What do you call, this one we call the skin. Eh? If I use knife now and begin to do like this now, I will now see flesh, the muscles and all the things under.
Si je lève la peau, flesh. Je commence maintenant à voir la chair et les muscles. Mm. C'est ce qu'on appelle la chair.
Do you understand? Mm. Now, in the spirit, what does that mean?
Mais dans l'esprit,
your mind,
votre pensée,
your emotions,
vos émotions,
your desires,
vos désirs,
your will.
The,
these natures of your soul, alright, when they are not under the control of the Spirit of God, it is called flesh.
Quand ce n'est pas sur le contrôle de Dieu, ça s'appelle la chair.
So, the soul without the influence of the Spirit of God is called flesh.
Alors, l'âme sans l'influence de Amen. Dieu, ça s'appelle
so the darkness that is within the heart, that's the flesh working.
Alors le ténèbre qui est dans le cœur.
And that flesh wants devil.
Et cette chair veut le diable.
When you are angry, it is happy.
Quand tu es fâché, la chair est contente.
When you go to market and you cheat somebody, say, you make a good deal. It's the flesh.
Alors quand tu vas au marché et tu triches quelqu'un et tu te dis que je fais yes. un bon marché, c'est ça la chair.
When you take advantage of someone, you have to say I'm a tough man. Flesh.
Quand tu dérobes hein? quelqu'un, tu dis que je suis maintenant content.
When lust is rising up in your emotion, it is flesh.
Alors ça, quand le convoitisme est là au dedans de toi, c'est la chair.
Amen. The Bible says that flesh. You can crucify it.
La Bible dit que cette chair, tu peux la crucifier.
Do you know what is crucifying?
Tu comprends ce que c'est crucifier?
Slow death.
Ça, c'est la mort, petit à petit.
You cannot destroy flesh one day.
Tu ne peux pas tuer la chair dans un seul jour.
Today, one day. Tomorrow.
Alors, aujourd'hui.
Tomorrow.
Demain,
après. Amen. Every day, you break
chaque
it down.
Jour,
every day you break it down.
Chaque jour tu le casses.
Every
tu
day casses, you break it down. It's called overcoming.
Ça s'appelle surmonter.
Amen. Vaincre. It's called wrestling.
Ça veut dire lutter.
Raise your hands, bout number one, round one, round two, round three, round four. Is it not on the other? You win one and two. Okay, sorry.
Alors quand on voit les gens qui font la lutte. Alors, il y a étape par étape. Box. Premier round, deuxième round, comme ça, même les boxeurs.
Some of us, the devil has knocked us down, round one.
Alors, il y a quelques ans, pour la première lutte, le diable nous a fait tomber.
You are a loser. Is that true?
Et le diable dit que vous avez perdu.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
There are 100 bouts. You, devil knocked you down, round number one. Boy, you are on the ground. You say, I have won. Is that, have you won?
No.
No. You have 99 to go.
Alors, si amen. Il y a 100 à faire,
you rise up again. Il not you, boy, you fall on the ground.
Ça ne veut pas dire que c'est fini. Il reste encore dans
la. You have 99.
Il faut continuer 90. À se lever. Se lever.
Amen.
Amen.
You rise up again, he kicks you and you're on the ground.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You rise up again. Bible says the perfect man falls 7 times.
La Bible dit que l'homme parfait,
he will rise up.
L'homme
yes.
parfait
yes.
tombe 7 fois et pour les 7 fois, il se lève.
Amen. Is there anybody who is that? Rise up.
Si vous êtes
amen.
Aujourd'hui,
say to yourself, when I rise, it's only round one. The devil knocked you, say, oh, he has won. He has not won. Amen. You still have 98 to go.
Vous avez encore amen. Une fois à faire.
Same thing too. If you knock the devil down,
c'est la même façon. One. Si vous gagnez sur le diable,
you have come for Kampala weekend meeting. Yeah, the devil, now the devil is on the ground.
Alors maintenant, yeah? vous êtes ici, le diable est par terre.
The battle is not finished, though.
Ce n'est pas fini, oh.
After here, you can meet the devil again.
Hey, after you see the devil, he's going to be at
all. He said, have you come?
I have come. Who's that, André?
Amen. It's called wrestling. Amen. Though we are the flesh, we do not rest to what? In the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It is a long distance. It's a long distance. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you are running long distance, you need patience. You need to have your target very, very clear. That's
your goal. Il faut voir très clair votre destination.
Amen. You must say, having Jesus before you.
Il faut toujours avoir le Jésus devant toi.
Hallelujah. If you fall, rise up.
Si tu tombes, tu te lèves.
And keep going.
Et continue.
After some time, they will run away. So this
après,
is a
après quelques temps, le diable fuit.
This one, let me just go and find another person. This one. This
if
one.
I, so go,
amen. The devil came to the devil, came to Jesus. One. Boy. He comes to him. First temptation. Came again. Boy. After the third one, he says, good.
Le devil vient vers Jésus. La première fois, il l'entend. Jésus n'entend pas.
You know, the devil did that thing. I ran away. The devil ran away from Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of us, we need to rise up.
Il faut qu'on se lève.
You need to strengthen yourself and rise up.
Il faut qu'on se lève.
Hallelujah. Amen. You say, I must overcome. Amen. All right, we should be ending up now. Okay, so we are going to the next one. We have only one, two, three. All right, this one is important. Kingship or sonship. Amen. God has made you to be a son. He has called you to be a son, to reign, to have authority.
Kingship, to rule,
to reign. Amen. And there are two sides to it. So it's either you're a son of God.
Soit tu es fils de Dieu.
Oh yeah, a slave.
Ou bien tu es esclave.
Huh? You're a slave to the devil.
Tu es esclave au diable. Soit tu es esclave au diable ou bien tu es fils de Dieu.
So either you're reigning in life.
Soit tu es en train de régner.
Or you're defeated and out.
Ou bien vous êtes vaincu.
The biggest call of God is that you are the sons of God.
Alors l'appel le plus grand est qu'on soit des fils de Dieu.
He said, now are we the sons of God.
Maintenant que nous sommes les fils de Dieu.
But you see, before the road to sonship,
pour arriver à ce stade d'être fils de Dieu,
is not something that happens immediately. I was once a little child.
Je fui un petit garçon.
And when you're a little child, you are called to be a son.
Quand tu es un petit
enfant, understand?
Tu es appelé d'être un fils mieux.
When you're in your mother's womb, you are still called to be a son, but you are just very little, isn't it?
Alors, même quand tu étais dans le ventre, tu es appelé d'être un fils.
But many of us have refused to grow.
Mais la plupart de nous ne vont pas grandir.
And in Christ, there is a place for little children.
En Christ, il y a une place pour des enfants.
And you know, as a little child, you need someone to lead you around.
Alors, autant enfant, tu as besoin de quelqu'un pour te conduire.
You eat the food. You take all the sweet part, you bring it out, and give it the child.
Sweet part.
That is, you eat the meat and suck all this, the good part. You bring the fiber, and you put it in. Say, baby, bring your lunch.
This is not the real father. Alors, si vous cherchez, je
n'ai pas.
I've never had that.
Nigeria plus Congo. Oh, yeah, it is. Amen. So, they give you the chance.
This is all the real father.
They give you the chance. Chance.
Oh, you make it soft. No, you make it soft for the child to eat.
Then you have to suck the good part.
You make it soft. You have taken the good part.
Amen. And then you bring the milk. You say, baby, take. Baby, take. You can't eat.
You don't know lay. Oh,
and many of us, you just milk. When you take milk, after 1 hour, you're hungry again.
It's quand tu bois le lait, après quelque temps, tu as faim encore.
So, you see in the church, many babies.
Alors, à l'église, on trouve beaucoup de bébés.
The strong things of God. No.
Les choses too high, too high. Dieu, il ne faut pas toucher à ça.
Too high.
C'est trop élevé.
Amen. But there's a place for childishness. Then there's a place for to be a young man. Amen. But there's a place for maturity.
Hallelujah.
You know, Galatians says that even though the son is called, but that before he comes to maturity, he's under tutors. And he's under the elements of the world.
Et il est sur les éléments du monde.
So there's a place where the son is under dominion.
Alors il y a un endroit où l'enfant est sur la domination.
And that's where we are. Many of us, that's where we are.
Et c'est là où se trouve la plupart.
But you see, we should not be there all the time.
Alors il ne faut pas qu'on y reste tout le temps.
There's a place where we begin to break out.
Il y a un endroit où maturity. Il faut se libérer.
Amen.
Pour avoir la maturité.
You know, so in the church, there are different stages, different levels.
Alors, dans l'église, il y a des niveaux différents.
And also the same different levels of ministry.
Et des Amen. Niveaux différents de ministère.
And you must decide where you want to go.
Et vous devez décider là où tu.
There are ministries that will make sure you always remain a child.
Il y a des ministères qui te gardent enfant.
Pastor, my son is sick. Come and pray for me.
Chaque fois, pasteur, mon enfant est malade. Viens prier.
Pastor, my husband has a problem. Come and pray.
Mon mari a un problème. Viens prier.
Every day, pastor has something to do. He's praying everywhere.
Pasteur est partout en train de prier.
He has many children.
Il a beaucoup d'enfants.
When he has sons,
quand il va avoir des fils,
his sons will be praying for him.
Et ses fils vont commencer Amen. À prier pour lui.
They will be bringing strength to him, but he doesn't want that. He wants to be the strong man.
Yeah.
Wants to rule. Amen.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 and 4.
My brother wants to read Galatians chapter 4.
Okay, that's where we are. All right, read it.
Galatians 4, chapter 1.
Oh, aussi longtemps que l'héritier est enfant,
I'm trying to close.
Ne diffère à rien d'un esclave, quoi qu'il soit le maître de tout. Mais il est sous des tuteurs et des administrateurs jusqu'au temps. Par le Père. Nous aussi, de la même manière, lorsque nous étions enfants, nous étions sous l'esclavage des rituels du monde.
Amen. Amen. I read in English.
For
1 to verse.
Sorry?
1 to 7.
1 to 7. Tu as lu jusqu'à 4. Continue jusqu'à 7.
7. Mais lorsque le temps a été accompli, Dieu a envoyé son fils d'une femme, née sous la loi, afin qu'il rachète ceux qui étaient sous la loi, afin que nous réquissions l'adoption, et parce que vous étiez fils, Dieu a envoyé dans nos cœurs l'esprit de son fils, lequel cria Abba, Père.
Ainsi, tu n'es plus esclave, mais fils. Et si tu es fils, tu es aussi héritier par la grâce de Dieu.
Amen.
Amen.
Galatians 4, verse 1 to 7. English.
Now what I mean is that as long as the inheritor or heir is a child and underage, he does not depart from his slave, although he is the master of all his estate. But he is under guardians and administrators or trustees until the dead priest that his father. So we Jewish Christians also, when we were minors, we kept like slaves under the rules of the corporation, subject to the elementary teachings of the system of external observations and regulations. But when the proper time had fully come, God sent the son, born of the woman, born subject to the regulations of the law, to purchase the freedom of, to ransom, to redeem, to atone for those who are subject to the law, that we might be adopted and have sonship conferred upon us, and be recognized as God's sons. And because you really are his sons, God has sent the Holy Spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave of one servant, but a son. And if a son, then it follows that you are unheir by the aid of God through Christ.
Amen. So what he's saying is that it is the Spirit of God that makes you a son.
Alors, ce qu'on vient de dire, nous dit que c'est à travers l'Esprit de Dieu qu'on devient des fils de Dieu. Now, c'est le fils, pardon, c'est l'Esprit de Dieu qui nous fait des fils de Dieu.
Now, and that's where many of us have a problem.
C'est là où nous avons, beaucoup d'entre nous ont des problèmes.
Because we do not understand the principle of sonship.
Parce que nous ne comprenons pas ce que c'est fils de Dieu.
He said it is the spirit of adoption.
C'est l'esprit de l'adoption.
Amen.
Tutelle.
So that means the Spirit of God comes into your spirit.
Alors l'esprit de Dieu vient dans ton esprit.
When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Quand vous recevez le baptême du Saint-Esprit.
And the Spirit of God from your spirit begins to come into your soul.
Et de ton esprit, ça commence à entrer dans ton âme.
What is he coming to do?
Qu'est-ce qu'il vient pour de faire?
It's coming to adopt your soul.
Il vient pour
Amen.
Adopter votre.
It is.
Comment on dit? Quel est le mot? Adoption.
Tutelle.
Adopter un enfant, non? On adopte un enfant.
Oui, on adopte.
Okay. So it is an active work.
Alors, c'est un travail actif.
It's working in your soul to convince you.
Il est en train de travailler Amen. Dans ton âme pour te convaincre.
To bring under his control every aspect of your soul.
Pour mettre Amen. Sous son contrôle tous aspects de ton esprit.
All right. So it is the spirit of adoption.
Alors, c'est l'esprit de
that is working, pulling you.
En train de te
Jesus said, no man can come to the Father except the Father draws him. Can come to me except the Father draws him. So there is a work of drawing that God begins to pull your hand. That is the work of adoption. Amen. So there is a working of God to bring you to himself.
Alors Dieu travaille dans nos âmes pour nous faire venir à lui.
It's not by your power.
Ce n'est pas par nous.
It's not by your might.
Par,
but it's by the Holy Ghost, the working of the Holy Ghost.
Par, à travers le Saint-Esprit.
So the Holy Ghost works to energize you,
alors,
give you strength.
Le Saint-Esprit travaille en toi
to overcome.
Donner l'énergie.
Amen. The Bible says, if the Spirit that was in Christ Jesus.
La Bible dit que si l'Esprit qui était en Christ,
that raised him from the dead.
So qu'il a soulevé de la,
if that spirit is in you,
de la mort,
what
si
happened?
Même esprit
now that same spirit will do what? Quicken you.
So même esprit
va Amen. I see many of us are tired, but we'll end in the next few minutes. Let's read that Romans 8 to 8, 13 or so.
Romain Witt.
We are about to close, so just try a little bit. I think it's 8:11.
Wheat ounce.
Yeah, Romans 8:11. Very important scripture.
Romans wheat ounce. 11.
Et si l'esprit vous conduit
dans
la vérité, l'esprit de celui qui a ressuscité Jésus dans
les morts. 8:11. Yes, go ahead.
Habite en vous. Celui qui a ressuscité Christ d'entre les morts rendra aussi la vie à vos corps mortels par son esprit qui habite en vous.
Amen. Amen. Alléluia. Well, English, who's reading?
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth.
Amen. Amen. It's the Spirit that does it. Amen.
C'est l'Esprit de Dieu qui fait ça.
There is a working, there's a Spirit in me that's working to bring my flesh under control.
Alors c'est l'Esprit Amen. De Dieu qui travaille en moi pour pouvoir dominer la chair.
And Paul calls the Spirit of law, the Spirit of life. In Christ Jesus. That's what Paul calls it.
Paul appelle ça l'esprit de la vie en Christ.
So that spirit works to break the power of the flesh.
Alors l'esprit travaille en nous pour casser le pouvoir, la puissance
so,
de la chair.
If I submit to that spirit, I will begin to have victory.
Si je me soumets à l'esprit de Dieu, je commence à avoir
over the flesh. Amen.
Sur la chair.
Okay, so let's end with this. Now, the soul. Yes, you can. I see that they are getting tired, so I want to close.
Psalm 19, verse 7.
Psalm 19, verse
7.
Psalm
19,
verse
11. Mm-hmm. Read.
Dieu est un juste et juge. Dieu s'élève en tout temps.
Psalm 19.
Psalm 19.
19, 7 à 11.
Yeah.
La loi de l'Éternel est parfaite. Elle restaure l'âme. Le témoignage de l'Éternel est véritable. Il rend sage à l'ignorant. Tu continues?
Oui, à 11.
À 11, hein? Les ordonnances de l'Éternel sont droites. Ils réjouissent le cœur. Les commandements de l'Éternel sont purs. Ils éclairent les yeux. La crainte de l'Éternel est pure. Elle subsiste à toujours. Les jugements de l'Éternel sont vrais. Ils sont tout justes. Ils sont plus précieux que l'or, que beaucoup d'or fin. Ils sont plus doux que le miel, que celui qui coule des rayons. Ton serviteur aussi en reçoit instruction. Pour qui les observe, la récompense est grande.
Amen. English. Who's reading?
Psalm 19.
Yeah, 7 to 9.
7 to 11.
Okay, 11, all right.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
Uh-huh.
The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them the servant is warned, and in keeping them,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So you see that your soul can change, your heart can change. Amen. All right. So let's go. Okay. So let's go on to the next one. We've talked about it before.
Energy.
Yes, the energy and the strength.
Energy et la force.
And there are two, light and darkness.
Encore, nous avons deux, la lumière et le ténèbres.
And Colossians say he has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
En Colossiens, c'est dit qu'il nous a transporté du royaume de ténèbres au royaume de lumière.
So there are two forces working within your heart.
Il y a deux forces qui travaillent dans le cœur.
The influence over the soul that we are born with is the influence of darkness.
Alors, quand l'âme est née, il y a l'influence du ténèbre.
So what you call your character is the influence of a dark spirit over you, making you behave in a particular way. So it's a character.
Caractère, c'est l'influence d'un esprit.
Now, when you are pregnant and you are born again, normally we lay hands on the person and even pray for the anointing of the pregnancy when the child is still in the womb. I believe that that will transform this break of the covenant.
It helps.
Alors, quand une femme est enceinte, on prie, so on pose la main sur la femme et elle pose au sapot et
aide l'enfant.
It helps.
You cannot take it completely away. Because you need a choice. You are doing that without the permission of the child.
Of the child.
But with the permission of the mother.
No. The child, everybody must agree.
The child is a person of his own.
The child is dedicated.
Yes. When he grows up, he must decide.
The child must be born again.
The child on his own must decide light or darkness at one stage. That's what you call born again.
Alors, quand on pose la main sur la femme enceinte, ça aide.
There's that man. He's always wearing leather. I won't call his name. Leather. Grace.
Yeah.
Exceeding grace.
No, you're talking about Prince Joseph?
I didn't call him. Grace.
I
did
in the television.
I didn't call anybody's name. I'm just saying grace.
Yeah, he's the picture of grace.
I don't know. I didn't call anybody's name. What I do is that
Joseph Prince.
let me ask you a question. I have a question for you. If someone gives you a check.
Yes.
A check.
Yes.
$1 million.
Yes.
This is yours.
Yes.
You understand the point?
Yes.
No,
this is a translation. Alors, la question de la sœur, c'est que la Bible dit que Jésus a tout fait pour nous. Okay? Pourquoi c'est pour ton corps? Okay? Alors, lui, il pose une question.
Go ahead.
Il pose une question à la sœur. Il dit que si je te donne un chèque de $1 million.
Okay. Yes. Now, on that check is written $1 million.
Yes.
Oh, what's your name?
Becky.
For you?
Yes.
Okay. So,
you take it.
It's yours.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
But,
alors, tu prends le chèque, c'est à toi.
Yes.
As you have it, it's available to you.
Yes.
But you don't have the money yet.
Tu as le chèque, mais tu n'as pas encore touché l'argent.
To collect the money, you have to do something, right?
Pour prendre cet argent, tu dois faire quelque chose.
But the check is yours.
Mais la chèque t'appartient.
It's the same way with what Christ has done for us.
Et c'est la même chose, c'est la même façon que Christ a fait pour nous.
You know, he even died for the unbeliever.
Il est mort même pour celui qui ne croit pas.
You understand? Whatever is available for you is also available for the unbeliever.
Alors, ce qui est disponible à toi est aussi disponible à celui qui est incrédule.
But for every aspect of what is available for you, you must take a step to appropriate it.
You must go to the bank.
Yes. You must cash that check. Take the check.
Pour ce check qui t'appartient, il faut poser un acte pour posséder cet argent.
In fact, you must accept the check first.
Alors tout d'abord, il faut accepter le check.
Even though it has been written in your name.
C'est écrit dans ton nom, mais il faut l'accepter.
So this is a check.
This alors, so la Bible là, c'est comme ça.
Everything is yours.
Tout t'appartient.
But if you don't take the steps to appropriate it,
et si tu ne prends pas des steps pour s'approprier de ça,
and you go around dancing and say, I have a check of $1 million.
Tu es en train de danser.
Everything is mine. Everything is mine.
Tout est,
I'm the champion.
It's yours, but you may not have it.
You must go to the bank. You must go to the bank and cash it. Amen.
But all the same, just one thing, because it will, it does happen. As a baby in the womb, if you have a miscarriage, the baby will go to heaven, I think, because you've been, you have, the mother is born again. So
No. That's not why the baby goes. No. Baby is innocent.
Yeah.
Has not, that baby has not made a choice.
Yes.
So there's no choice. He's going to go to God.
So even when he's born and dies before the time when he can commit himself to the Lord.
Yes, it's innocent. God cannot judge an innocent man. All right. So that you understand. But every individual must make a choice. To receive or reject the life.
We have people who go underwater.
To do what?
And
do what?
Underwater.
Wait now. Wait, no, it's in, it started in Nigeria. Yes.
So they can, those babies can still be redeemed?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So what, because you think there's a spirit.
Baby is baby. Baby is baby. By the way, it is only God that can give baby. Devil has, devil cannot manufacture soul.
Spirits can steal. They steal things.
They
cannot
create. Amen. They just took their hands off the person that time.
Amen. So I'm happy we're all awake now.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay, just 1 second. It's a testimony. This woman couldn't get a baby. So went to the witch doctor. And they gave her a baby. No, I mean she conceived. But when the child came out, the character, now that he's grown into a man, is the real Satan.
Is the real Satan.
And yet the parents are now born again.
That child can be delivered. Amen. If the child receives the blood, the devil will run away.
Yes.
Amen.
Because it's all souls. Amen. They belong to him.
Amen.
There might be covenants, you understand, that are made over a child, that influence the child in that way.
Character. The spirit is laying siege.
If the child comes in contact with great power,
it will be broken. Amen. Okay, so we can see the workings. That there is light and darkness, and it's all within the soul, you know. And as the people of God, we must learn to begin to, you know, remove ourselves from the influence of darkness.
Hello, Amen. Peuple de Dieu, il faut qu'on apprend comment se retirer de la main du diable.
In the world, there are two paths.
Dans le monde, il y a deux chemins.
Bible says the path of the righteous.
Il y a le chemin des justes.
And it says the way of the evil man.
Et le chemin des méchants.
The way of the evil man is filled with sorrows.
Le chemin destruction. De l'homme méchant est plein de la destruction, de la justesse.
Yes. But the way of the righteous man, it says what? Right, you say it burns right, even though brighter and brighter, unto the perfect day.
Le chemin de Christ va briller et briller.
So the Bible says the righteous man should not enter into the path of the unjust man.
La Bible dit que l'homme juste, il ne faut pas qu'il soit sur le chemin de l'homme méchant.
As a righteous brother or sister, you might find yourself straying into the path of the ungodly.
Alors, si tu te trouves en train d'entrer dans le chemin des méchants,
it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the way of the ungodly.
Béni est l'homme
who does not stand,
qui ne marche pas dans le chemin des méchants.
Who does not stand in the way of sinners.
Qui ne s'arrête
pas. Who does not sit down on the seat of the scornful. Amen.
You see it?
You can walk, but please come back. If you don't come back, you will stand. Jean is laughing because the next stage is what? You'll be sitting down like Jean in the bar. Disco hall. You are sitting down in the disco hall. How did it happen? You strayed. And before long, you began to enjoy the music. Before long, you say, ah, you can sit down and have a cup. Ah, young girl, have a cup. Yeah, come on, nothing. Just have a cup. And before long, you are inside. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. What? Yes, Psalm. Yes, you say Psalm number one. Yes, I was talking about Psalm one. Amen. So you see, to walk, to stand, and to sit. Amen. Those are the processes. So a brother says, when to overcome is not when you are in front of the bar. That's not when to overcome. Not when you are in the close to the disco hall. That's not when you overcome. Huh? You overcome by staying very far. So the Bible says, avoid it. Do not go near. Hallelujah. Do you know why? Because there is something in you that wants it. Hallelujah. So you must learn by the Spirit of God and the Word of God to quench it. Hallelujah. Crucify it. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can talk on and on, but we must go on to the next one, which is the ministry. And this one is life and death. And they say that in the tongue. The tongue is one place where you find two of them. Life and death are where? What do you use your tongue for? Amen. So he's saying that the tongue is only expressing what is down, down, down.
Amen.
You know, so you can choose to be a vessel of life or a vessel of death. Amen. It's a choice you have to make. But there are two of them, and they're all coming out of the heart. We don't have time to talk about it today, maybe some other time. But you see, the Bible says that guard your heart, for out of it are what? The treasures of life. Let's look at the Proverbs 4:24. I think it's 4:24-21. It's very important scripture. Let's look at 24. I think it's 24. Is it 21? No, it's 21. No, it's not. Okay, it's 23.
Cut of event 1.
4:23. Amen. So you say your heart are what? Say life is coming forth from your heart. Amen. So that means your heart is a river. Isn't it? There's a flow of energy, of life from it. And he says you guard it. You know, he read a scripture yesterday. It says that the waters of this city are bitter. They couldn't eat it. And some of us, the testimony of our life is bitter. Anybody that comes near us, we are all wearing, sharp tongues. You can, you know how to wound people. Amen. When people come to you, they don't get life. There's no ministry. That's not the testimony of a child of God. There should be a sweetness in us. Amen. When we minister strength and life and comfort, people want to come to you because there is life. They feel the sweetness of your life. Amen. So it's a testimony that we can have. Hallelujah. Yeah, read it.
Matthew 15:18-19.
Really? Read it.
Says, but those things which proceed out of the mouth
mm-hmm.
come from the heart.
Yes.
And they defile the mind.
The mind, that's right.
For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemy.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's all coming from the heart.
Yeah.
15, 18.
Mais ce qui sort de la bouche vient du cœur. Et c'est ce qui suit l'homme. Car c'est du cœur que viennent les mauvaises pensées, les mères, les adultères, les impudicités, les vols, les fausses témoignages et les calomnies. Calomnies.
Luke 6:45. Says a good man out of the treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. For out of the abundance of the heart,
the mouth speaks. Amen.
L'homme bon tire de bonnes choses de son trésor de son cœur. Et le méchant tire de mauvaises choses de son mauvais trésor. Parce que l'abondance du cœur que la bouche parle.
Amen.
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 So you see, everything goes back to the heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the heart is the foundation.
Alors le cœur, c'est la fondation.
You know, and that's what we're spending time to talk about it. So let's look at the last dimension of the walking of the heart.
Dernière dimension.
It's fellowship.
C'est la communion fraternelle.
So it's either our heart that we are fellowshipping in the realm of Zion.
C'est soit Amen. Nous sommes en train d'avoir la communauté fraternelle.
Or,
Or
Babylon.
Babylon.
Amen. Amen. And you can see that in Hebrews 12. For we have come to Mount Zion. Amen.
Amen.
That's where we are.
Verse.
Not that I think it's 19. Begins it from Hebrews 12. 19 or 20. Okay, from
22. 22 to 25. It's to 24. Vous êtes approché de la montagne des cieux, de la cité de Dieu, la Jérusalem céleste. Myriades qui forment les chœurs, les cœurs des anges. L'ensemble des premiers nés inscrits dans le ciel du juge qui est le Dieu de tous. Des esprits des justes parvenus à la perfection. De Jésus qui est le médiateur de la nouvelle alliance et du sang de la rédemption.
Amen. Okay. So 22 says, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men, made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Amen. So you see, that's where we have come to. You know, and that is one dimension in which we can fellowship and walk. Amen. I said we have come to Zion, and you can see all the components of Zion.
Nous
can come to Jesus,
on peut venir à Jésus,
angels,
aux anges,
spirits of just men being made perfect,
l'esprit des
the church and the general assembly of the firstborn. To innumerable company of angels. This room is packed full of angels. Do you know that? Just that you don't see. Hallelujah. It's packed full of spirits of just men made perfect. They are learning. They are fellowshipping with us. Amen. Hallelujah. They are always with you. It's just that the inward man, insensitive of the spiritual world around us. Amen. But God is bringing that to an end. Because we are beginning to feel heaven. Hallelujah. We are aware of heaven. We can feel heaven. We can touch heaven. Hallelujah. You know, the things that our eyes have not seen or even ears heard, we are now seeing and hearing. Amen. It's a new day in Zion. Hallelujah. And then we can also be where? In Babylon. See, Babylon is a habitation of devils. When I get angry, Zion caught. Do you understand? The soul transfers. And the spirit of bitterness, anger, malice, revenge, they begin to rise. When you watch Nollywood, you know Nigerian Nollywood? You do me, I do you back. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. That's at the end of the film, when you have retaliated, to God be the glory. Devil. And as you are watching, all the devils are sliding in. They are rushing, mad rush to come in. You also understand? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, so the soul can move from left to right, from Zion to Babylon, depending on what you are doing. Amen. Look at Peter. It was Jesus. Jesus was speaking. Say, no, you are not going to the cross. What did Jesus say to Peter? Get thee behind me, who? Peter. It's not Satan. Don't you understand? Because it was a spirit that was now in control at that particular time. And Jesus rebuked that spirit. Amen. So sometimes you can see a brother, a devil is giving him a hard time. He's behaving abnormal, saying things he shouldn't be saying. He's spreading lies about you. Say, that brother, I will never talk to him. No, you missed it. You missed the opportunity to minister life to your brother. Who needs it? If you are spiritual, you know that there is a devil. You bind the devil, and your brother will be free. Amen. Sometimes you yourself, you see a spirit comes over you. How many people have felt that before?
Amen.
You know a spirit has taken over. You are passing near the nightclub. You are coming from Makerere back. You are going home. But your road just passed near the nightclub. A spirit jumps into your emotion immediately. You start fighting. If you're not very careful, you will come down from the bus and enter the nightclub. Is that true? Say yes now. It's true. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the spiritual walking of the heart. You know? So it works differently. You know? You can say, okay, let me watch tennis. Tennis? Soft pornography. Yes. or athletics. Rio athletics is next week. They roll it up. Roll it up here. And they're running on the road. Amen. Amen. We have to wake up. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you are on the road to doing what is good, but the devil jumps in. Hallelujah. Amen. Or you went to the shop to buy a dress. You look through the window. You see some people on the window.
Tu vois des gens?
Des mannequins.
Hein? And before long, you are in trouble. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Because your heart is little, is soft. Huh? Not strong. Not strong. Amen. That's why we are. God is teaching us how to strengthen it with might. In the inner man. Amen. Paul said that you might have, you might be strengthened with power. Where? In the inner man. Hallelujah. The inner man can be strong. Hallelujah. When the devil comes, he runs away.
Say,
no, no road there. You can't tell us that that man is a madman. Go there, you're going to hell. They're all running from you. Amen. Because you are strong on the inside. Amen. The Bible says Jesus wax strong in spirit. You too can what? Wax strong in spirit. Amen. And you grow, you're in favor with God. Eh? And they know you in heaven. Say, that man is a strong man. Because you have built your soul, built up your spirit. Amen. Okay, so we have to end now. Now, I'm going to end with the heart. We'll talk about the heart 5 minutes and we'll answer those two questions. So what is the heart? Huh? I'm sure you have had the teaching. You have had the teaching on the soul, haven't you?
Eh?
Good. So, this is the drawing of this of the heart. Amen. The soul has how many parts?
L'âme a combien de parties?
How many parts in the soul?
Il y a combien de parties?
Hein? L'âme. The soul has how many parts?
The soul.
The soul.
L'âme a combien de parties?
Who has thought about the soul here? Brother Mark, Brother Bud? Nobody? But I've talked about the soul. Okay. We don't have time to talk about it. But there are 4 parts of the soul. Which one is the most important part of the soul? Which one? No?
Mind
is number one. And the mind is represented by what? Anything? No sleeping? sit up. Amen. Say praise the Lord. Anything? Say praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll soon close. Amen. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Becky, say praise the Lord. Amen. We'll soon close. All right. So the mind has the nature of an ego. Alright, a bird. That means it's able to fly, rise, and fall. What is a chicken? Is it a bird?
It's a
bird. But it's earthbound. Do you want your mind to be a chicken earthbound?
No.
They that wait upon the Lord shall what? Shall renew their strength. They will do what? The mantle with wings like eagle. Amen. So when you start staying in the presence of God, your mind will start changing. It will start rising. We'll be going closer and closer to God. When you stop reading your Bible, you start watching Nigerian films, your mind will come down. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so what's the next one? Emotion. And the Bible says emotion is like a wild animal. Wild. So when I get angry, nobody can control me. It's not a wild man. Huh? It's a wild man. Huh? The desire for the lust of the flesh is wild. You see, your emotions are running wild. The desire is running wild. Amen. So it's represented by a lion or a wild beast of the field. Huh? Amen. Then what's the other one? The desire. The desire.
Uh-huh.
And the desire is the thing that represents the fallen man.
And the disease is okay, represent long.
And it's crawling on the ground. So he gets the energy from the ground. From carnal things. The things that happen in your family. You like family matter. You get energy. You like tribal. Buganda. Baganda. All those things. All those tribal things. You get energy. Alright? So it's like the creeping. It's the creeping things. Alright? And then finally you have the will. The volonté. And this one is like an ox. Or a lamb. Amen. These are the four dimensions of the soul. And you know that we were talking about the deep. We say the deep is the inner man, isn't it? And then we say this inner man is your soul and your spirit. Amen. And then you have the body, and that is the man. So man is the body, the soul, and the spirit. Amen. So let me ask you, man is spirit or soul? Which one? Which one is the main one? Does the spirit sin? Does the spirit sin? Yes, I know that there are some people who teach on television that man is a spirit. I know, I'm sure you have heard about it. But let's look at it. Why? Does the spirit sin? Does your spirit sin? When a man dies, what happens? What happens to the body? Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes says when the man dies, what happens? The body returns to the earth. Is it not?
So,
go. So you are left with what? The inner man, isn't it? The inner man is your soul and your spirit, is it not? Good. What happens to the spirit when the man dies? Say it returns back to Father that gave it to you as a help. Your spirit is given to you as a help. Amen. But where does the soul go to? For what? For judgment. The soul goes to God for judgment. Because the soul that sinned, what? So it's the soul that is responsible.
Let me translate this.
All right, yes.
L'âme, okay, va à Dieu pour le jugement. Et l'âme, pécheur, va mourir.
Now, Hebrews 9:27 says, is appointed unto all men to what? Die. After that, what?
Then the judgment.
Judgment. Do you understand? So the things you have done in this, in these four places, at the point of death, you have to give account. I have to give account.
Amen.
So man is a soul that has the gift of a spirit.
Il a le don de l'esprit.
And that lives in a house called
et
body.
Il a habité dans le corps.
Amen. So the man that is responsible is the soul.
Alors, l'homme, la partie de l'homme qui est responsable.
And the which is the chief part of the soul?
Alors, la partie
the most important part of the soul.
Qui est le plus important, c'est quoi?
Hein?
La partie de l'âme.
De l'âme. Hein?
Voilà. Which one is the most important part?
La partie est plus important. The mind, emotion, desire, and will.
Emotion. I think it's
the mind. Desire. Where?
C'est la volonté.
Okay, so if God wants to relate to you, which part does he relate to?
Si Dieu veut relater avec toi, dans quelle partie?
God relates to your emotion. God, if God wants to, you know, communicate with you, he communicates with you with your emotion. It makes you feel good.
Mind.
Really?
Because he makes you feel like do this, and then your emotions are, they wake up, and then you say, am I able to do this or what?
As a man feels, so is he. Is that what the Bible says? As a man feels, so is he. Is that what the Bible says? So, the school you are learning, you are training your emotions. So when you go to class, say teacher say now start feeling good. It starts looking good. When God was communicating with Moses, what was he doing to Moses? He made Moses feel good. What did he do?
Moses.
What is Moses? Is
he? Moses.
When you say Moses, it was his emotion he was talking to, or which part of him?
Moses was his mind.
But I know the problem, because for the fallen man, the devil had turned it around. The devil does not communicate to you through your mind. He communicates where? To your emotions. Alright? And that's why you must be careful about love. And love. That boy, he loves me more than all the boys in the fellowship. You are on the way to hell. I am telling you. Because the devil is communicating to you what? Your feeling. I love. You saw boy meets girl. It is emotion. 6 months, they are all in divorce court.
You know when you talk about emotion, you talk about the heart in the everyday language. Like you say, I feel, my heart feels toward this person like this. Actually, it's the emotion, but you talk like the heart.
No, it is not the emotion. It is the walking of darkness.
Yes.
Darkness communicates to emotion. God communicates to mind. That's the difference.
And then the heart.
Well, I'm coming there. Okay. All right. So now she's talking about the heart. So what is the heart?
Le cœur, c'est quoi?
Who will tell her what is the heart? Feelings. That's emotion.
Desire.
That's desire. Your heart is desire. The heart. What is the heart? When you say heart of the matter, what do you mean?
The soul of the person.
The what? The what? Yes? Okay, so heart means the four of them together. The heart of the, when you say the heart of the matter, what do you mean?
The center.
The inner man of the inner man.
The inner man.
Of the inner man.
The soul. The real.
The soul. Now, the head. So the soul has an inner.
The spirit of the man.
Ah. Okay. All right. So I think she got it. The heart is the combination of 1, 2, 3, 4.
When you sleep, right? Uh-huh. Your soul, but there is your spirit.
No, no, no. Don't go there. If you go, let's leave it. We'll come there. Leave first. So 1, 2, 3 working together is the core, is it not? When you put it together, that's what you mean by the heart. So it's the center of your emotion, your desire, the deepest part of it. When you bring it together, it's what you call the heart. Amen. So this is the heart, or the core, or the center, or focus, anything you want. But it's the combination of all of them. But it's not just the combination of all of them alone. That's what she's saying. There is another part. What is it? There is something else that is part of it. What is it? The human spirit. Huh? And the human spirit works with what? The Spirit of God. Amen. So the three of them make up the heart. That's... No. The heart is the center of your soul. But the center of your soul is working with your spirit. And your spirit is working with the Spirit of God. Amen. The Bible says the Spirit of God walking through your spirit brings conviction to you. You understand? So the three work together, and that is what you call, this is what you put together, is what you call the heart. So it's a very deep thing. Amen. And this is the business of God, is to walk in the heart.
Spirit
of God. Yeah, the three of them working together.
Okay.
Give you the heart.
So the spirit that speaks to your soul in a dream.
The Spirit of God bears. Okay, wait, let's go to scripture. He said, the Spirit of God, you must look at this, you must look for the scripture.
Okay.
He said, the Spirit of God bears witness with what? So the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit.
Yes.
That you are what? That you are a child of God. Is it not? So you have a witness. Eh? But you see, you are hearing the voice of the Spirit of God. Speaking through the voice of your own spirit. Speaking through your mind. And you have a consciousness. I'm born again. Alright? Okay, you are a girl. Sorry, you are no longer a girl from today. From now, you are a boy. So are you a boy? Why? Why do you know you're not? There's a consciousness in you that you are a girl. Yeah. All right? Good. That's how it is. So if you're born again, you know that you're born again. Amen. So if the devil says you are not a child of God, you laugh. Because you know. Because there's a witness of the Spirit of God with your own spirit. That I'm born again. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's how God talks to you. Alright? So if you begin to walk with God, you begin to learn the voice of God. You begin to recognize the voice of God. You begin to recognize the things of God. And you begin to become strong. So it says, my sheep does what? Hear my voice. Amen. So you begin to train yourself. You see, somewhere I was a little child, but you didn't know the voice of God. So some of us here may be here, but you don't know the voice of God. You don't know when God is speaking to you. You may think it's God, but it's actually your flesh. Or it may be the devil. So Samuel, as he began to grow in the things of God, he began to separate the voice of God, the things of God. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so you have to look at it, study it. And you practice it. You begin to walk you know, in the place. So you begin to be sensitive to the Spirit of God working. So the Spirit of God is down in your spirit. And is working to come into your soul. Don't you understand? It's the Spirit of adoption. So the Spirit of God wants to come into your emotions and begin to change it. So no longer the emotions of the world. Alright? Begins to change. It comes into your appetite, begins to change your desires. Alright? You begin to desire the things of God. You begin to desire fellowship. You begin to desire to be with the people of God. It's the Spirit of God that begins to walk and bring a change in those places. Amen. So when you say change my heart, you are saying, God, come into my soul and begin to walk a change. And as he walks in the darkness, begins to break. And you become a new person. And you see the character of Christ beginning to comfort in you. Praise God. Amen. 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 Okay, so we have ended. I think I should end at this point. Amen. 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 All right, so we have two questions. Do we take it now, or you want to? What do you want to do? Okay.
I think you answered the questions during the teachings.
Yes.
Both questions were answered.
Yes. So it says idols.
How do they form?
Okay. Oh, an idol is an image. Is that correct?
Yes.
Huh? An idol is an image that you have. All right? Uh-huh. And the mind is a place of images. Alright? Okay, the computer people, is that true? Those who work with computers? Huh? You know that the computer is a type of the mind. It's actually the human mind that has been created by man. Okay? To function like the mind. So the mind is filled with images. Alright, so you have the scripture, 2 Corinthians 10. Do you want to read it? Say, casting down imaginations. And every high thing that is in the mind. All right. So the man that that casts an image, all right, he sees it in his mind and is drawing what he has seen, isn't it? Do you understand? So the image is in his mind. He's only reflecting it on a wood. Amen. So it means that every one of us here, we have images that we have created. But we have not drawn it on a wood. But it is an image in our mind that we want to be. Okay? Like they tell you, imagine yourself as a rich man. Have you heard that before? Imagine yourself as a champion. The motivational speaker, they say, look, imagine yourself to be successful. What are they telling you to do? You have to make an image. Then you become an image worshiper. You are worshiping an image you have created of a successful man. So that image replaces Christ. Instead of worshiping Christ, you are worshiping a successful man. Everything you are doing, you are trying to be, you are trying to live out your dream. Have you heard that before? Live out your dream. Dream it. Huh? Dream it. Tall, handsome man with Jaguar. Tall, handsome prince. Gentle. Oh, he carries you and he gives perfect husband. Have you heard that before?
Ice prince.
No, well, it's devil prince, actually. Amen. It's an image you have created. All right. So the man also has created an image.
Right.
So that's how it comes. So the images come from the mind. They are pictures. And some of the images are stronger in you than others. Others are... So the Bible talks about the image of stone. It's difficult to break down. You hit it, it's still there. You break it, it's still there. Those ones are stronger images and are likely to be having passed from generation to generation. Amen. The besetting sins that you are fighting with, they may be coming down the road. Amen. David fought with them because his great-grandfather, Solomon. Do you understand? Solomon has 1,000. David fought with one. Do you understand what I say? It's in the Bible. So there are these are images that are there, and they will begin to rule your life, shape your life, and make you to worship them. Now, how do you deal with the images? By the same image. The Word of God. As you read the Word of God, it creates an image in you. Amen. So, when you hear a word, it creates an image in you. And when you show somebody an image, it creates words. Mm-hmm. That's how the computer works. As I'm speaking now, images are coming in your mind. When you look at a picture, words begin to form in your mind. Amen. So that's how the mind functions. It's a creation, it's a creature of images. And whatever the mind sees, it must practice it. So we all are beholding the glory of the Lord. What happens? You are changed into the same image. Amen. So Jacob put an image, and the cow will see the image. What will happen? It will bring forth. It's the same principle. So if you're always watching Nigerian movie, before long your emotion will change to become Nigerian. You start talking like Nigerian. Start behaving like Nigerian. And you'll be afraid to go to Nigeria. Because of the image.
Yes.
You saw it. What is the film? It's different from what is the reality. Yeah. It's different.
And shouting. They shout. Nigerians. Angry all the time.
So she used to post them on Facebook and everywhere. So one rich man sponsored that good thing.
It's okay. And sending it to China. Amen. So that is the thing. So the mind must practice whatever it sees. So if you're always reading the Word of God, thinking of Christ, you begin to become like Christ. Amen. So that's the principle. So if you stop looking at wrong images, start looking at right images, your mind will begin to change to become like the right image. Praise God.
Amen.
All right. The Antichrist, we have answered it. Okay, praise God. Yeah.
I'm not so sure where it is in the Bible, but power and authority comes from
knowledge. Yes.
Is it bad for a Christian to stand to position like envy?
Like
any leadership not like in church.
Okay.
Because you said that you should leave politics, but it's not.
Amen. So she's asking, is it bad for a Christian to be MP, to run for political office, and so on? The only thing, my only answer is all the ones I know who ran, now they're in the world. So from practice, all the people we knew who said they are going to go, when they entered, we lost them. Because you see, you have entered the territory of the devil, isn't it? You can't run. Can you rig election? Can you? Child of God, can you, like you said, can you do you change the votes?
But they can change for you.
See, don't worry. We'll do it for you. We'll do it for you. We'll do it for you. You won't do anything. Just agree. We will campaign for you. We'll do everything for you.
But that is what we are trying to
And they tell lies.
Huh?
They tell lies, a lot of lies.
Uh-huh.
If you enter into the territory of a spirit, you begin to behave like that
spirit.
Do you understand? Politics is an environment. You come there, your mind. I have a brother who is a politician. He's an MP. When he's talking with his brother, same father, same mother, he doesn't know when he switches and begins to talk like a politician. The politician can be looking at you and telling you a lie. Because it is a normal, you can't tell the truth in politics. If you do, they won't vote for you. You understand the point?
Yeah.
You see, politics destroys your soul. Your nature begins to change. At the point, I'm lying, becomes a nature. You think lie.
Yeah.
You speak lie. You live a lie. You believe a lie.
Yeah,
and you become a lie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's nothing about you that is real anymore.
Yeah.
Because you are always doing something to make sure that they vote for you. You see, the point is that the first politician, you know what the first politician? It was a man who said, I will ascend. He was aspiring to a place of
authority. The devil.
In God, you said something that power belongs to God. There are two things you need to know. If God wants to give you something, you don't have to fight for it. God wanted to make David king. He anointed him.
Secretly.
Nobody knew. David did nothing. Because normally, if you have been anointed secretly, you would have, since there was a king, you have to find a way to do what now?
Kill
him. Out. Or at least you go and start telling bad stories about him so that people will begin to support you. Because that's politics, really. The devil practiced politics with Eve. Do you understand the point? He spoke and undermined God before Eve. And changed Eve's allegiance shifted from God
by your heart.
Back to the same. Absalom did the same thing. He took a throne, put beside that of his father David. And when anybody come in, he said, are you coming? My father is not really doing
this. I wish.
If I were there.
I wish.
If you vote for me, if you support me, I will change everything. And he stole their hands. Politics is actually stealing. You are stealing the hearts of men. It was the same heart that the devil offered Jesus Christ. The kingdoms, you know, we say that the kingdom is where? Inside you. So all the kingdoms, we are the hearts of men. You know, if you want something very successful, you want to start a big business, you go to the devil. He can give you people, bring them to you, because they are all under his
authority.
Control. Are you following? If you look to the scriptures, every man that got into a place was God that put him there. Every single one. That's how God works. He puts you there. Daniel, he put him there. David, he put him there. Everybody, he put them there. But look at the ones who campaigned for themselves. Absalom, Adonijah. Do you understand the point? See, all of them, they died. Saul, God put Saul there. But from that, Saul now shifted to politics. Are you getting the point? And he became mad. He ended up mad. You see? So, and secondly, if you know something about Saul, Saul was the wish of the people. You know, they wanted something. God said, this is not good for you. They said, we want it. And God said, okay, I'll give it to them. You know, so if you understand what we're saying that God has his way. All these things you see will change. But it won't change your own way. It will change God's way. And God's way of changing is to, first of all, change what now?
The heart.
Politicians want to change the outside, right? Build new roads and all that. But you notice that with all the new roads, if you go to America, you want to see good roads, go to America. You will see good roads. You understand the point? What is it you want here? 24 hours light, you see there. But after seeing all those things and look at the people, you see that the same problem you have here in Uganda, they have it there.
Well, and worse.
The nature of man has not changed. So the kingdom of God deals with the heart. That's what I've been talking about. So it deals with your thoughts, your intentions, why you do things, the way you do them. God wants to sit. The throne of God is not anywhere in the sky. It is right inside your heart. Do you understand that? When it begins to reign, you don't campaign. You don't manipulate anybody. You don't badmouth anybody. You don't have to tell life to do anything. You simply stay with God. And God just shifted. Look at how David became a king. God just moved him. Even when people expected him to do something, he did nothing. When the time came, Israel said, please, come and do what now? Be our king. When his son decided to drag him out, he packed his bag and did what now?
He left.
When the battle was over, he still stayed back. And the people said, please come back. He said, if you want me to come back, come bring your listening and do what now? Bring me home. That's how God does with us.
Yes.
He doesn't force you. You have a choice to make. You know, so when you begin to understand this, these two kingdoms are not the same. You cannot have both of them. If you choose God's kingdom, you wait upon the Lord. You understand the point? And you begin. Before this, Uganda will change. Let me tell you what happened. Uganda will collapse. The kingdoms of this world will collapse. Because they were founded upon wrong, you understand, foundations. And God will crush all of them. When they collapse, then a new arrangement to do what now will come up. That was the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw. Did you understand that? That was the image of politics, the image of the kingdoms of this world, everything, it came off. Then somewhere something came and hit the leg, bam, and the whole thing collapsed. And this other one began to do what now?
Right.
To grow. You know, so when we understand that, it helps us to begin to know how to respond to our what now, our environment. We have to wait on the Lord. First step is yourself. If you want to evangelize, you start with what now? Yourself. Search your heart. You understand? When the Lord begins to set his kingdom here, from this place, the kingdom will begin to do what now? Come out. It affects your neighbor, your husband, your wife, your family. Like he said, you will be my what now? Witnesses. And from there, he begins to do what now? To spread. You know, so that is what God has in mind for us. And that's why this teaching, you understand, is fundamental. It's vital. In the church today, we have people who are in authority. But their hearts, if you ask their wife, you know, there was something I told young people, if tomorrow all the pastors in Uganda, their wives come out on TV and tell you the truth about their husbands, nobody will go to church again. Are you getting my point? Most churches will empty overnight because they know the truth. What the man does, he comes on stage and he begins to act and pretend as if he's there. Listen, the wife is there, taking her like this. He's talking, the wife is nodding her. In where my mom at church, you know, one pastor every time say, oh, my lovely wife in church, and the woman is not frowning, she's always frowning like this. And everybody in church says, this woman is such a bad woman. Every time the husband is always commending her, she's frowning. Until one day, their little boy, you know, they brought a new Sunday school teacher, so they were teaching. So the boy said, I have a testimony, you know, that since we came to this church now, that my daddy has stopped beating my mom.
As what?
Has stopped beating my mom. You know, that's why the woman was never smiling, because she knew that he was just doing politics, you understand, on the stage. You see, but when the heart changes, you understand, that is it. You see that that person changes. And that person also now has a power to change others. Because you can only reproduce what you are. That's what the Lord says, every seed will bring forth after what now? His own kind. You know, so that's vital. If you understand that, you wouldn't be, you know, doing politics. Allow them. This is their kingdom.
Yes.
They wanted to make Jesus king. He said, I will become king, but not on this arrangement. He said, God, promotion does not come from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But he didn't mention the north. You know why? That's where the city of the great king is. So God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.